We're ready. Can you hear me? Yep.
The Community Services Board is now in session on July 11th, 2024. Let's have our Vice Chair, Steve, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And would clerk call the roll?
Please, as are present, as I call your name, Chair Linda Barnett.
Present.
Vice Chair Stephen Klein.
Present.
Board Member Laura Banker-Jelinski.
Present.
Board Member Chandra Barrera.
Present.
Board Member Stephen Douglas.
Present.
Board Member Usha Shaw.
Present.
Staff. Neighborhood and Human Services Manager Joe Perez is absent. Community Services Supervisor Julia Moreno.
Present.
And present myself, Senior Secretary Barbara Leggett.
Are there any unscheduled public communications?
Not at the moment.
Are there any scheduled communications?
Also not at the moment.
I'm assuming that we have all had an opportunity to look over the minutes of the May meeting. Do I entertain a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
It has been moved by Laura Banker-Jelinski. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And it has been seconded by Chandra Barrera. Any additions or changes before we vote? Would the clerk please call the vote?
We do have a motion on the floor made by Laura Banker-Jelinski, seconded by Usha Shaw, to approve the May 9th, 2024 minutes. Please answer with aye in favor, nay against, or abstain. Chair Linda Barnett.
Aye.
Vice Chair Stephen Klein.
Aye.
Board Member Laura Banker-Jelinski.
Aye.
Board Member Chandra Barrera.
Aye.
Board Member Stephen Douglas.
Aye.
Board Member Usha Shaw.
Aye.
We have six in favor.
The minutes stand approved. There is one correction, though. You said that it was seconded by Usha, and it was seconded by Chandra.
Thank you for the correction.
Okay. Back over here. And okay, we have one new business item. Well, actually, we have two new news. Our first new business item is the election of our officers for the 2025-26 year. And I will turn that over to Julia to handle that.
Barbara, do I turn it over to you? You're looking at me.
With the voting process, the nomination, we just do have to have one nomination. It does not need to be seconded. So if we can entertain a nomination for the 2024-2025 Community Services Board Chair.
Nominate Linda Barnett.
Any other nominations? The nomination on the floor is made by Steve Klein for Linda Barnett for chair of the 2024-2025 Community Services Board. As I read your name, please say yes or no. Chair Linda Barnett?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stephen Klein?
Yes.
Board Member Laura Banker-Jelinski?
Yes.
Board Member Chandra Barrera?
Yes.
Board Member Stephen Douglas?
Yes.
And Board Member Usha Shaw?
Yes.
Thank you. We have six in favor. Sorry, we turned that off. We have 6 in favor for Chair Linda Barnett for 2024-2025 Community Services Board.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Rough, but we did.
Same nomination for Vice Chair. We just need one nomination for that. No second is needed for the 2024-2025 Community Services Board.
I nominate Steve Klein.
Any other nominations? Thank you. We have a nomination on the floor made by Chair Linda Barnett for Steve Klein as Vice Chair. Please, yes or no when I call your name. Chair Linda Barnett?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stephen Klein?
Yes.
Board Member Laura Banker Jelinski?
Yes.
Board Member Chandra Barrera?
Yes.
And Board Member Stephen Douglas? Board Member Usha Shaw?
Yes.
Thank you. We have 6 in favor for Vice Chair Stephen Klein, 2024-2025 Community Services Board.
Congratulations.
Okay, moving right along, we have some information on the 24-25 funding cycle.
Yes, absolutely. In terms of reminders, as you all know, we're starting a new fiscal year. We briefly touched base on it, but site visits, I know you just completed some not that long ago, but scheduling will be coming out soon. That way we know the assignments, times, and if you have any questions or need any additional information, we'll be happy to get that over to you.
Sounds good. Okay. Is there any other new business? And I don't see any old business listed, so any informational items? I would just like to comment that at the June City Council meeting, and I don't remember the exact date, our recommendations for the funding for this 26 were approved. Unlike last year, it went up a little bit faster. Last year, there were 54 public speakers before they got to it, and this time there were only 20, and it went really fast. So it was, we did a good job, and now we move on to this year. Any other informational items?
Just a couple on our end. The first one being the Anaheim Youth Advisory Council. I know we've mentioned it, that that's going strong. So they meet the second Monday of the month. So thankfully, we have a full team that meets consistently. And it's really wonderful to see, young minds and just being led by wonderful community members, but making a difference, getting involved, using their voices. So that will continue. As well as with the Anaheim Community Foundation survey for youth and active older adults, we've shared some of the process, right, of how that's been going on. The 2 focus groups with our young adults were conducted. Those were finalized, as well as a focus group with our nonprofits and another one with active older adult service providers. And all in all, that's still being collected, analyzed. We're hoping that a final report comes this fall. So we're looking at September, October. I'm sure we'll get an actual date very, very soon for everybody, and we'll be sure to share that out. But we're excited. That way we can make adjustments, change course if we need to, or keep doing things as well as we have. Thank you.
Where does the advisory council meet? Where?
Yes, I know that that's being led by our youth Anaheim services. So I believe, if I remember correctly, they meet in different places. They're from different districts, mm-hmm. and to give everybody an opportunity. And I'm assuming that after doing it a couple of times, they're going to choose a favorite, but encouraging them to visit to other districts as well.
And are they meeting during the summer?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually going on right now. So good. keeping everybody active, regardless of summer plans.
Good. Good. Any other informational items? Seeing no hands, this meeting now stands adjourned. The next meeting will be on August 8th. And
I move to go dark in August unless there's business.
Well, we can't because we're starting the process of seeing who has applied, you know, when the dates are applied. I would concur with you, but it's not a possibility with this schedule. So, however, if our manager decides that we can, we will be the first to know. I will be the first.
There is a possibility of having our new member.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, November and December, usually.
No, I mean, our 7th, right?
Oh, August, yes.
Yeah, so
yes, right.
That in
yes.
August, and I know that Joe Perez, our manager, is working on presentations as well for you all. So we hope to have a couple more of those visitors in the next coming month in August.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned at 5:42. No, I don't think so. No, it is a new record. It's got to be a new record.